Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Donald Trump is clearing house. He's firing more and more people around him as his term is actively imploding. But sometimes I wonder if he's firing the wrong people at times. For example, just moments ago, he sent out a raging Truth Social post announcing that the United States Navy has been ordered to shoot and kill any Iranian boat that they see in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, this is a major escalation, and this comes only about 12 hours after Pete Hegseth, our Secretary of Defense, fired the Secretary of the Navy. So the man who was in charge of the Navy was fired right as we were taking escalatory steps in the Middle East. Perhaps we should have maybe kept a steady hand, or just not escalated at all, or not started this war at all. Another example, remember when Donald Trump fired a string of women just in the past 2 months? It started off with former DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, then former Attorney General Pam Bondi got fired, then Lori Chavez Dreamer, the Labor Secretary, got let go. I mean, honestly, Pam Bondi and Kristi Noem and Lori should have all been gone, but can we actually start looking at some of the men in this administration in the same way? Because Kash Patel should be looked at with the same skeptical eye. Pete Hegseth should absolutely be looked at with the same skeptical eye. People like Stephen Miller, there are many men in this administration who need to be held accountable as well, and I don't like that it's mainly been women. I mean, last night, I will say, the Secretary of the Navy that was let go was a man, but it was because he wouldn't attack Mark Kelly legally, and he said, I just don't know if this is a proper case to be bringing. So, Donald Trump sent out a Truth Social post early this morning and said, quote, I have ordered the United States Navy to shoot and kill any boat, small boats though they may be, their naval ships are all, 159 of them at the bottom of the sea, that is putting mines in the waters of the Strait of Hormuz. There is to be no hesitation. Additionally, our minesweepers are clearing the strait right now. I am hereby ordering that activity to continue, but at a tripled up level. Thank you for your attention to this matter. What does this guy think he's doing? I can just picture Donald Trump in the 90s when he was building some sort of house, and he'd be like, go three times faster, triple up your speed. And they're like, sir, it doesn't work like that. We can't just triple our speed because you want us to. I'm assuming there are precautions and mechanisms taken in the Strait of Hormuz when clearing mines to make everybody safer. If they clear mines three times as faster, that would inherently put U.S. naval ships and troops at risk. And this is at a time when the acting Secretary of the Navy, the new secretary, took his job like a few hours ago. I also want to point out, we got some behind-the-scenes reporting about how this firing went down last night, and it seemed very intense. Pete Hegseth told the Navy Secretary, either you quit now or you get fired. And the Navy Secretary didn't quite believe him, so he called around the White House until he called Trump himself. I'll read it for you in just 1 second. But as always, make sure to drop a like. Make sure to subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means the world and helps boost our message, especially at a time when I'm traveling, going through a bit of a stressful travel week. It's very, very nice to have a community like you guys behind me. So thank you all. I genuinely appreciate it. And let's read this. Pretty wild sequence that led to the ouster of the Navy Secretary last night. Per a CNN source, Hegseth told him to quit or to get fired. And he didn't believe it came from Trump. The Navy Secretary said, I don't believe you. I think you're just melting down. So the Navy Secretary called officials and ultimately showed up at the White House for confirmation. Let me read this series of events. It was during a meeting between Trump and Hegseth on shipbuilding at the White House Wednesday that the issues came to a head. Trump, frustrated by slow shipbuilding progress, became convinced during the meeting that the Navy Secretary needed to be replaced, and he and his Defense Secretary resolved to install someone who would move more quickly with shipbuilding. Trump told Hegseth to take care of it because Filan is subordinate to the Defense Secretary. Hegseth sent a message to the Navy Secretary informing him he needed to resign or be fired. The official said the Navy Secretary did not appear to believe Trump was aware of the message. He thought Pete Hegseth was going behind his back, and he soon began phoning other White House officials asking if they had heard he had been told to resign and whether they knew if the president was aware of it. It was around then that Parnell issued the statement on Twitter, announcing this. At least two White House staffers told Fallon the decision was Trump's, but Fallon still sought confirmation from the president himself or someone close to him, coming to the White House grounds and looking for officials in the Eisenhower Executive Building with whom he had relationships, asking if they had any information. Fallon then asked to meet with Trump and went to the West Wing lobby, the official said, and Trump met with him briefly, confirming that Fallon was out of a job. Holy shit, the desperation, the mess, the chaos in this administration is absurd, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. I also want to read for you this major embarrassment. I've never even read anything like this before. This says, another Trump team embarrassment. DHS counterterrorism official. An official at our counterterrorism sector, Julia Vavaro, is under investigation over a sugar daddy complaint. Vavaro, 29, is Trump's deputy assistant secretary for counterterrorism and is facing a formal DHS inspector general complaint after a man claims he spent $40,000 in 3 months on luxury trips, and then she would apparently brag about how she was above being tested by the Secret Service, about how they call me secretary, I'm like the boss princess. Like, she was very clearly narcissistic and delusional, but it worked to get her power in the Trump administration. You know what I think? This is a huge national security risk. Basically, everyone in this administration is just asking to get blackmailed and completely give away our national security. You're telling me she's online saying she'll get paid by older men for basically anything to get Cartier jewelry and luxury trips, as it says right here, and she told them she had a collection of trophies from her sugar daddies? Listen, I do not care what you do on your free time. I don't care what your proclivities are. Genuinely, I don't. But if you're going to be putting our national security at risk, then we need to be speaking out about this. You need to be called out absolutely immediately. Donald Trump then, early this morning at about 3 a.m., sent out a wild Truth Social post. Just a wild Truth Social post where it was a novel of racism about birthright citizenship and all of this. He, I don't know, makes fun of Indians, not even make fun, he's just racist towards Indians, racist towards anyone who is not white. He says, welcome to the savage nation. Today's brief, abbreviated discussion will be about the arguments that I was listening to before the Supreme Court. Obviously, I'm not going to read all of this, but he then says, I was somewhat incensed by listening to the arguments because all I heard was legalese being bandied back and forth. And quite noticeable to me was that the person bringing the arguments in favor of flooding America with illegal aliens was a Chinese American who looks to me like the classic ACLU attorney. Very smart, very evil, and very devious. The ACLU is the head of the snake. What the hell? Is he implying that this ACLU lawyer, because she's Chinese American, is evil, devious, or somehow is reliant or loyal to the CCP? Why even say the ACLU is the head of the snake? Why call this person evil? And why point out that they are Chinese American? By the way, birthright citizenship doesn't flood America with immigrants. Birthright citizenship allows people who are born on American soil to be American citizens. Now, I'm not going to read this entire Trump post, but oh my God, whoever wrote this for him, obviously he didn't write this. What I'm assuming is he kind of gave his rough thoughts and his awful usual wording and somebody typed it out for him. But this is a novel of racism right here. He says the ACLU is a gangster criminal organization. Lord have mercy. You know you're losing a lawsuit in front of the Supreme Court when you have to attack both the Supreme Court judges and the person who is on defense. The absolutely absurd. To continue, Labor Secretary Lori Chavez-Dreamer resigned from the Trump admin after misconduct investigations first exposed by the New York Post. This is somebody who I think very much so deserved to leave their post. Obviously, she was forced out by the Trump admin due to these investigations, but she's somebody who deserves to lose her job. I know I said at the beginning of the video, Trump has fired a string of women, and that is true, and it is weird, but these women did deserve to get fired, especially Lori Chavez-Dreamer and Pam Bondi and Kristi Noem. The Trump admin says they are keeping Kristi Noem's $70 million jet outfitted with a queen-sized bed and a cocktail bar for Melania Trump to use. That is just brutal as hell. To continue, Marjorie Taylor Greene then exposed Pam Bondi about 2 days ago. I want to be very clear, even though Donald Trump fired a string of women, and I find that weird, these women deserve to get fired, especially Pam Bondi, especially Pam Bondi.
We started moving into the Epstein files, and everyone remembers that battle. That was the biggest battle on the planet, like the hardest thing to accomplish.
Yeah.
And he had his administration, the White House, telling the Speaker and Leader Thune, so Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune, stop this. Do not pass any resolution to release the Epstein files. He told Pam Bondi at the DOJ, no matter what you think of Pam Bondi, he flat out told her, do not release the Epstein files. He was blocking everybody.
It was all him, because there's a huge narrative out there that it's all Pam Bondi's fault. That
they want to make it Pam Bondi.
Undermining him. You're saying that, to your knowledge, he was driving this bus. Trump drove the bus to suppress the Epstein files, according to what you witnessed.
I know he did. And yeah. I don't.
This makes perfect sense that Trump was driving the bus, but that doesn't mean that Pam Bondi isn't incredibly responsible for not only feeding into it. Like, she went on Fox News and said, I have all the files on my desk. In my opinion, she was lying in order to throw red meat to the base, and that ended up backfiring. But Pam Bondi is also responsible. Trump is the one who's the leader, yes. But Pam Bondi should not be abdicated of her responsibility in this situation. I want to end this off with one final story that happened, you know, I think about a month ago. The acting ICE head was hospitalized twice over stress last month. And then a few days ago, we learned that he is resigning amid a record-breaking shutdown of the DHS. So the ICE head is so stressed that he's resigning. What did I say at the beginning of this video? The Trump admin is imploding. The term is quite literally exploding in front of our eyes as people resign and get fired. This is what I'm talking about. Panic attacks leading to him resigning. People being fired or let go due to major corruption. Trump has reportedly told Tulsi Gabbard as well she must resign before the midterms. I forgot to bring this one up in my string of women example. Tulsi Gabbard reportedly only has a few more months left in the administration. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you want to keep supporting while I'm traveling, while I'm pushing forward, then make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.